As mentioned previously, the consequences that can come with hoarding can vary from less serious but still harmful to severe and life-threatening. These may include impairment of basic activities such as cooking, cleaning, walking through the home, completing personal cares, and even sleeping. Isolation from and strained relationships with others due to distress and conflict about possession. Broken equipment or appliances and the inability to make repairs within the home. Disconnected utility supplies such as water or electricity. Severe and potentially life-threatening consequences may include fires, risk of falling resulting in injuries. This is often the highest risk for the elderly. However, all persons are at risk due to being unable to navigate through their home. Poor sanitation and health. In some cases, some people are unable to use their bathroom facilities to care for their personal hygiene and health. Conflict with neighbors and local authorities. Legal difficulties, including evictions from their home. These consequences can often lead to intervention from social services and city inspectors. Unfortunately, not all hoarders receive social service intervention before the consequences become life-threatening.